Okay. Those say. Continuing in the Malach of Zeria. What? There are the Hassars. Yeah, Hassar. Hassar is the most yeshivish. We did one piece. We'll see, because mainly it's Hassar, so. Yeah, no, there's a lot of yeshivish. I mean, Kosev is pretty yeshivish. Hassar is very yeshivish. The Chabe Mavir is Oitza is pretty issue, you know. Okay. The discussion we're going to have now in the Malach of Zareya is watering. What is the story of watering? What would you say if somebody would take a hose on the Shabbat and open up the hose and water the grass? We kill him for that. It's stolen. Mamish skila for that.
The Rambam says yes. The line before the lime hose.
Yeah. So let's see. So the source of this discussion is the Gemara in Moed Katan and the Beis Amid Beis. Gemara says, "Itmar ha-menachesh." Menachesh means what you take out the weeds. And mashkemayin lezroin b'shabbos, or you mashkemayin lezroin b'shabbos mishumayin masrinim bay. What hasra do you give him? Rabbi Omar Mishum Chorish. Rabbi says it's Chorish. And Rabbi Yosef Omar Mishum Zoraya. Rabbi Yosef says it's Zoraya. And we'll see, we pass it like Rabbi Yosef. Omar Rabbi Kavosi Didi Mistabra. Madakar Shachorish Lepuy Ara. Hanaim Mirapoy Ara. That just like regular choresh, you loosen the ground. So when you put the water, it's also merapuya ara. Amar of Yosef Kavasi Didi Mistaber, Madaka Shal Zareel Etsmuchi Peira. And Rav Yosef disagrees and says that just like Zoraya, you cause something to grow, sprout, so too over here you're causing something to sprout. And that's what we assume. Take a look in Tosus. Come Marpuya Ara. I didn't put a bracket there. The Tosus come Marpuya Ara. The Bosa Ikar Malachas Lina. Don't Malachorish. If Yosef Avogad Ikar Malachas Don't Malachorish. Mechsheves Hanefesh Lav Lepuya Ara. Whereas that's not his kavana. His kavana is to help it grow. V'hachi Pligi. The Rabbis Sover the Bosa Meisim. Madamin Lo. V'hachem Mechshav. If Yosef Sover Bosa Mechshavas Lina. Davi Ikar Malachas Lina Bosa Hadimim. So that's the question. Whether you go baser the maisa, the bottom line is you're being marape ara, or do you go baser the machshava? Go baser the machshava. So we assume la halacha that it's Zoraya. That it's Zoraya. So what do you think? Well, so the Pashtus is that if you water the ground on Shabbos, Yechai Mishum Zoraya. So the Pashtus, therefore, at first glance, should also be that if you take the thing off your sukkah on Shabbos, and the water goes onto the grass, that's even though you weren't mechavin, but if it's a psik ratio that it's going to happen, so then that's like you're mechavin. So then it's mamash nisa daraisa.
Would it be a grum if it would fall on one thing first?
So Rabbi Ribiak in his book, and I think he's saying from Rav Shlomo Zalman, but I don't know, this heter to me is a very, I don't know, seems dubious, perhaps. I don't know, who am I to say, but we're mafalpo, we're not here to pass judgment, but yeah, Rabbi Will also feels it's dubious. But Rabbi Ribiak quotes in his Sefer, that's why you can't. Rabbi Ribiak's Sefer is an excellent work, I mean, no question about it, but that doesn't mean it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, everything in that book. It's beautiful. He did a beautiful job. I'm sure it took years of work to do, but so he writes, what does he write? That if it goes from the tarp onto the concrete, and from the concrete to the grass, that's mutter. Yeah, that's like grammar. That's like, no, for sure you don't have kavana to, sure you don't have, kavana, but he's saying that it's called like a grammar.
Why wouldn't it be a grammar by secretion?
Because it doesn't go directly. To me, I can't understand that at all. Yeah, that's not a grammar. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm almost like pouring out of a cup. Why is that a... It's cocoa, since it goes first to the concrete, and then I think Rav Shlomo Zalman said this, but I don't know. I feel hard to matter, and this is the Raisa Shal Skila, based on this idea that that's called Grama. Normally means that something is not there yet. In other words, a delayed reaction type thing. Just because it bounces first here, and it's all based on your koyach. Just because it lands on the concrete first, and then goes to the that's mutter.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a koyach sheni either. I think it's a koyach rishon. Koyach sheni, the Gemara has a case like this: if you take away a dam, and then the water gushes out, so the first gush is koyach rishon, is your koyach. And the second water that comes out is considered koch sheni. But that lachor is only when you're taking away a dam, hasara samonei, you're taking away something, but not when you're doing a positive action. But here you're doing a positive action. It's not just the hasara samonei. So to say that there's a heter, just because it lands on the concrete first, and that's mutter, I don't know, I would write him a letter. Write him a letter. Right. That's what we discussed last year, right. I don't know. Write him a letter, okay? Write him a letter. So he'll say, don't blame me, blame Rav Shlomo Zalman, but... the faucets, so the... I don't know, but... I don't know. That's why you have to be... I'm not saying that, it's a great book, but you don't learn... You don't become a bucky in any area of halacha by reading these books, even though they're great. And they're great people who wrote them, and they're great. But if you learn halacha by learning the Gemara, or the Rishonim, the Poskim, the Torah Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Paz, the Gra. That's what someone told me from Rav Moshe Feinstein. If you did the Sugya with the Torah Beis Yosef, Magen Avraham, the Mechaber Amor, Magen Avraham, Taz and Gro, then you have a right to Paskin. In other words, that's the amount of sources that you have to see. In other words, the Sugya with the Rishonim, Tor Beis Yosef, the Mechaber Amor, the Magen Avraham, the Taz and the Gro. And if you did all that, then you have a right to Paskin. You don't have to worry that there's some tshuva out there that's going to say something differently. If you saw those sources, that's what a friend of mine said from Moshe. But then you can pass him. But if you just see a later sefer, you know, even written by a chashuv person, that's not how you pass in a shayla. Right. Oh, so now let's look in the Sefer HaTruma of Rabbeinu Baruch Migar Meisler. This is a very important sefer. If you don't have a sefer truma, I don't know. You have to have a sefer. Sefer truma is a small sefer. You can buy it for probably 10. It's cheaper than an Nimei Baruch. You know, it's very cost of a sefer. It's by a Rishon. A sefer truma. So he says like this. Okay, Omer Ani Dover Hagivus Ki Bekoshi Yesh Lechol B'Shabbos Mokom Sheyesh Hasavim Luchubarim. What's the story of on the Shabbos? You have a backyard, and you want to have Shabbos lunch in the backyard. And have Shabbos lunch in the backyard on the grass. Maybe you'll put up a tent, perhaps. Maybe you won't put up a tent, perhaps. But you'll have it on the grass. There's no grass. He says it's very schwer to do that. Because we're afraid that when you're washing your hands, or you're pouring the, you know, in other words, then they used to wash the tefillas yadayim. The mamish, they would wash the tefillas yadayim, you know, there. So we go around mamish on the grass. Some water will spill or something like that. So mchemasovim edekach. So he says, therefore, it's not a good thing. Bekoshi. What does that mean? Bekoshi yesh lecho. It's hard to be mate. What's his lashon? Chay omei ani dover hagilus ki bekoshi yesh lechol b'shabbos.
It's hard to do without.
But it's hard to do without violating an issur. It's hard to do without violating an issur, so you shouldn't do it. But to relieve oneself, if somebody doesn't have a toilet and he needs to relieve himself, so that is permissible, even though there's grass there. Because the liquid that comes out of someone's body is not going to aid in the growth process. It's acidic, whatever. It's gonna, so that it won't cause any zareya. Shemavirosom alakesim v'kei chazakim v'ozim heim chei nai nami mutu lishpoch alasavim pardes v'shayayin az v'chazak v'sarv kumuken alasavim. And he says the wine, this might be a shayla, but he holds that wine is mutter. In other words, if wine is poured on the asavim also, it's not going to cause growth, but other liquids, yes. So therefore, it's not so simple to eat on the grass on Shabbos. Saliva. We'll see. We'll get to that. It should be what? Also? Well, yayin is because yayin is acidic. Spitting. We'll have a whole shiur about spitting. That requires a whole packet about spitting. Spitting requires a packet. So wait for the spitting packet. We're not having the spitting packet tomorrow. Well, the spitting packet will come. Okay. Now the Or Zarua, and this is the new printing of the Or Zarua. The new printing of the Or Zarua is only out on Shabbos and Erevin. So whenever I'll always try to zero to the new Or Zarua. Or Zarua was a Rishon. So he discusses this thing about Hazareya Itma Hamnacha Shamashi Maim Lizwan Bishabis, Mishumai Masrinabe, Rabba Mamashim Khorish, Rav Yosef Mamashim Zareya. I'm a Rabba Kavasi Jim Sabra, my Dakos of Khorish Lupi Ara, Pamam Payash Bam, was Ikra Hamalocha Zwina. In other words, we saw that in Tosis. That the opinion that says that Mashke Maim Lizroy Mis Harisha, he follows the Maisa, the Dami Lachorish, Aval Lizarelo Dami Klal, Maimis Varz Rabbah, the Barsa Maisa is lean, Racha Machshava. Yosef Sober came in the Machshavasol, the Smuchi, Peir, Barsa Machshava is lean, Havi, Mikra Velo is lean, Barsa Dimit. Then it's a question whether the gear says Rabba, Rava, okay. So now go to the next page. So now he makes an interesting point. Where are the arrows? The Hashgah of Yosef Mutter Lishbog Mayim Al Gabe Karka She'in Zeruah Uvarabba Osa. As he's saying like this, that if the machlokis between Rabba and Rav Yosef is whether it's Choresh or Zareya, so he says, I have a great Nafkamina. What if you have just plain ground that doesn't have seeds in it? Are you allowed to pour water on it? So according to Rav Yosef, that it's Zareya. So if you hold the Yisr Zareya, so if it's Ein Zrua, then it's Mutter. But according to the opinion that it's Choresh, then even Karka that's not Zarua is Mutter. So the Or Zarua says, the Machlokes between the opinion of Zareya Choresh is what about pouring water on ground that has no zroim in it? So if it's a din in Zariya, there's nothing going to grow there because there's no seeds. But if it's a din Harisha, then it's still also. Chorei nira d'alocha k'rabba. So now first he wants to say alocha is like rabba, the osur, because it's a choresh. The hilchos k'vosei the Rav Yosef rak the soda inyan umechza, that normally we paskin like rabba over Rav Yosef. Except for three cases, so the Indian and Mechza, those are three cases. Me and Nirav Einai, me and Mechaved Alochik Rav Yosef. That Or Zarua says he thinks no, the Alochik is like Rav Yosef, that it's a din of Zareya. Tamashka lohave el mishum Zareya. So therefore, if it's only mishum Zareya, so then this is only what if there are seeds there. If there are no seeds there, then it's mutter. Tamina Mishalmi per Kal Gadol called Dover Shumavil as a prichay mishum Zareya. Okay, we're going to see this Yerushalmi. It's an important Yerushalmi. Anything that's going to help this. So, and what did he say before the machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Yosef's Tully, whether you go basa maisa or you go basa machshava, right? You go basa maisa or you go basa machshava. So, if you hold you go basa maisa, then it's harisha. If you go basa machshava, then it's what? Then it's zriya. Oh, so he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara in Menachos. Take a look in the second column here on page 4. You see the first word on the line is kavase. Kavase. Got it? Vesu the Rav Kai kavase perek Rabbi Shmuel. Menachos HaMagdalam Na'av Ditmer. Lo shama shetova tinok b'yam. What if a person, he wants to go fishing on Shabbos. And he's fishing with his net. So he puts his net into the yam, and then he pulls it up and sees what he can get. Okay, that's how he went fishing. So if he gets fish on Shabbos, so what? It's a mechal Shabbos, right? It's not a mechal Shabbos because he's fishing. What malach is that? Sod. So what happens, Rabosai? So what did he do? He intended to what? To sod, and he was sod. Sorry. What if there was a baby that was drowning in the sea, which he had no knowledge about? Okay? And because of his putting his net in the sea, he pulls up fish, but he also pulls up a baby. Fish and a baby. So, mamish, he saved a life. But he didn't have intent for that. He had no knowledge about the baby. But Lamaisa, he saved a life. So is he chayv skilo or not? Kill him anyway. Yeah, why? What'd you say? So do we say he did an action of pikuach nefesh? Do we say he did an action of pikuach nefesh? He did pikuach nefesh b'shoyki. You know, atem chashavtem alai ra'ah elokim chashav elatova. Right? By Yosef there. There's a piece in the Imei Baruch about that. Right? In other words, you had bad intentions, but it turned out for good. So yeah, he had intentions to Mechal Shabbos, and he was Mechal Shabbos. But Lemaisa, he did an action of... That action was an action of Hatzolah. Moreno. But here he did. He got the fish.
But you look at the mindset itself. You didn't, the light bulb was good. You didn't know. You tried to turn it on.
Yeah, so how does it work that case? So the fish?
He tried to be
to get the fish. And he was Mechayev, and he got the fish.
He tried to do an action with the Mechayev.
Right, and what did he do? He wasn't Mechal Shabbos? Because he saved the person. Well, that's a separate. So let's see. So look here. So the Rav Kavos. First word in law is Kavos. Paragraph Yishmoel. Itmer. Lo shama shatova tinok b'yam. He didn't hear about this, that the tinok was in the yam. Uparas mitsuda, and he put a net lahalo dogim to fish the dogim. Behelot tinok v'dogim. And he got a dogim, but he also got a tinok. Rabba Omar Potter. Rabba says Potter. The Rabba Omar Chayef. And Rabba says he Chayef. Rabba Omar Potter Zil Bosa Masav. Rabba says he follow the Maisa. And the Maisa he saves someone. Rabba Omar Chayef Zil Bosa Machshav Osav. The halacha ke Rabba. He says halacha is like Rava. So therefore, look at the footnote. Rabbeinu Lama may have shown me divrei Rava shal halacha miskabel haklal zil basa machshavosu poskach lechumer betino kumashku kachshenu tzul lekula. In other words, he wants to make a comparison between that gemara in Menachas and this gemara in Moitot. Thank you. So, Mamelua. In other words, if the whole machlok is between whether it's Zoraya or it's Choresh, it's totally in whether it's Yilbosom Machshav, Yilbosom Maisa, and the machlok is in Menachas with the baby and the fish, is also whether it's Yilbosom Machshav, Yilbosom Maisa. So he says over there we paskin that he's considered a Machal Shabbos, that he's Chayev. Because at least Or Zeruah says this. Zil Bosarat Machshava. So therefore, in the case of Menachas, that's going to be a Chumrah. But over here, it's going to come out that it's Zoreya, so it's going to be a Kula, because Zoreya is only if there are seeds in the ground. But if there are no seeds in the ground, it will be Mutter. Whereas the opinion that says Chorosh will be Asa. So therefore, this is how he's paskening. That he says, we paskin Menachas that Zil Bosa Machshava, therefore he's, and his Machshava was not to save a life, so therefore he's considered a Machal Shabbos. So over here too, it's Zil Bosa Machshava. His Machshava, when he's putting the water in the ground, is for growth, and therefore it's Usher as well. So therefore it's only Usher when there's seeds there. Wow. The Chayin Kosav Arav Moshe. Maimon, the Rambam. Hamash could smoke and be lunch, but Shabbos already told us the Rei of the Chayiv Bekol Shehu. So that's what he concludes. Zil Basar Machshava, and therefore, in the case of Moikot, and therefore we paskin it's what Zoreya, and in the case of Menachas we paskin it's Kal Shabbos. It's beautiful Or Zeruah. It's good to have Or Zeruahs in your house. It's a good safety. It's like a fun rishon, you know. You want to have, you know, be happy to get reserved. What?
Even
the old printing. The old printing also. But now you have the new printing. But in the new printing, I tell you, it's only on Hilchas Shabbos and Erevin. It's one volume.
Blue.
You know the one. Yeah. It's one volume. The old one, we have a blue old one also, but it's okay. Blue's firm are good, right?
Silver
writing. Silver writing, right. Smooth silver. Ben Ezra?
Yeah, I don't know. The connection seems to be a little bit shaky.
Dubious.
A little bit dubious between the one and the one. Because the one and the even though we're saying that the Maitza can be putted for, but the Maitza is still being up to the culture. The Maitza isn't as quick as Pasha. Even the Maitza is looking for being high at about Shabbos. So, like, if you look at the fact that the Maitza is, and I'm sure I told you about that, then you can understand why he's saying Chaya, and how he pops in that way.
That's the whole reason thing, I think, one part of the word is clearly two different things.
True, but the Maisa was a Maisa of Hatzalah. Even though, look, when you drive a car to save someone's life, so you're doing Pikuach Nefesh, but you're also doing Michal Shabbos. As long as there's a Pikuach, as long as there's Pikuach Nefesh element in your Maisa, it makes the whole thing mutter. But no, if he only got the Tinoch and he didn't get any fish, then for sure he's okay.
Even though his Machshava was to get the fish.
Right. If he didn't get the Tinoch.
Machshava
didn't get the Tinoch,
he got fish.
He doesn't get the Tinoch. And he gets the fish. In other words, if he knew about the tinuk, he was trying to save the tinuk, even though he got fish, then he's okay, because... But the mice is only to make you putter in a situation where your kavano is...
Yeah, but if Russia you get rid of the Nakshama and you take the Salman, whether it's Hendel or
it's Hendel.
You
can still
get the lid. Yeah, but if you take the
Tinuk, what if the Tinuk is already dead? He's dead already.
He dies a year later.
No, 1 second of life is Mitzchis. Mechal Shabbos for 1 second of extra life. Right? 1 second of extra life, you Mechal Shabbos. It's a big Musar Haskel. 1 second of extra life, you Mechal Shabbos for. Okay. Yes.
Well, I wanted to say what Taylor really is the Shulman, no, but you agree that you're trying to feel the grass.
So, but you're from a field of grass, and there's something growing there, then that's us. Right, right. He's just saying, he's just giving a svara how to come to that conclusion. That he's, like like Tosu says, the machlokas of machshava maisa, and then he's linking it together with that Gemara in Menachas, where also the machlokas is machshava maisa. And he says, since over Menachas we pass in that we follow machshava, and therefore he's a Mechal Shabbos, so over here it's Mishrim Zoreya. And therefore, the Nafke, and Hilkach, let's see the last two lines on the left side. Hashta Shapirashim Shalokh Rav Yosef Mutter Lishbach Maim al Gabikarka Shena Drua. Bafilu Bakaka Shadaka Likharish, the Logami Lakhofi Vikoris. Okay. For also lishpach mayim al gabei sodas ruah, you can't put water on a sodas ruah al gabei asavim. Veitzarich lizayet shelo yitol yodav sham davol gavdeinu muskavim afal pikein eifshe shelo yodav ktsas bezu hashka. If you put water, water might be lush. No, but usually the dirt in the ground is like one mass already. So, like you take. Right. No, it's not lush because lush. Maybe in the beach, maybe. Maybe in the beach, maybe. Yeah. Well, when we get to Lush, we'll talk more. Now, look at the next hour on page 5 on the right side, on the last paragraph. From Kosov Harav Rabbeinu Baruch. See, he brings the Rabbeinu Baruch of the Sefer Truma. Nitan ze shelo lechol bepardesim. There is, now he quotes the Rabbeinu Baruch, said you shouldn't eat outside on Shabbos, be mosacham in the summer. Let me ask you a question. And why is it be mosachama? If it's nice outside. That's when you eat outside.
No, but in the winter
it
would be dead.
Okay. Please tell me what that line is in the Ozaru. That line. Mihu ani hamachaber. Mi. Machaber. The Ozaruah.
You gotta
Okay, so what does it mean here? Ein yodeya bepardes shekvar gadlo asavim kol tzokim shem gvul yeshlan. What does that line mean? Right, in other words, if it's already grown to its fullest, and you put it there, so maybe that's not going to help anything, so maybe it shouldn't be a problem.
Even if you're sustaining it? You're sustaining it.
So you're saying, are you sustaining?
No, but if you have a tree
that's really growing,
you're growing a couple of
waters, I'm correct. Look in footnote Yud Beis. Rabbeinu mefatek b'chidusho shel ha-sefer ha-truma. I mean, Zeru is not so sure about this sefer ha-truma. The Rabbeinu Baruch. Mishum ke'ein to'elis b'hashka. Because maybe there's no value to the hashka if it's already fully grown. Could be. Right. Could be. That's a machlokes. But the Rabbeinu Baruch is saying, well, don't eat outside because you might throw water. That's going to help. When he's throwing another, that's a shame. Right. There was a lawn that has it all. Ah, but what about Rabbi Ari Feldman, Shlita, you're sustaining? But doesn't water still help to sustain?
Sure, it's in the summer. If it grabs a little water, it's going to turn brown.
Right. So what's the or is there was taina, shemagvul yeshlehem?
Maybe that's not the ray. If it's sustaining, it's just like putting the flower in the water.
Maybe it's harsh?
It's already done growing. It's not growing any longer.
I have a whole packet of this. Don't think it is.
Maybe you could say it's courage and it wouldn't be severe because it would be helping the ground to help sustain the plant and not helping the plant.
But it helps to the ground sustain the plant. That's right, the tail helping the plant. Okay, well, let's see further, Rabosa. Let's look in the Sefer Yireyim. We already did a Sefer Yireyim this year, right? Let's do it carefully. It kills my cotton amrinum. Mashka mine was roim, chai mishum. The Shemai Masrinim Bay. Rav Omer Mishum Chorish, Rav Yosef Omer Mishum Zareya. Masik Abai, the Chayev Mishum Chorish, U Mishum Zareya. Hilkach, Sarech HaOdom Lizoya, B'mokam Shasovim Uzroim Tzrichim L'mayim, K'gomi Mosa Kaitz, Shelo Yashlich Sham Mayim, Lo Yuchatz Yodav Aleim, Lo Yashkin Aleim. He says even relieving yourself. So read this line carefully. Hilkach, Tzarech Odom Lizar, V'mokam Sha'asovim Mizroim Tzrichim L'mayim, Kigon B'mos HaKayitz, Shal Yashlich Sham Mayim, Lo Yichatz Yodav Aleim. Explain what that means for a moment. Only when it needs water.
No, even if
Any mice of putting any liquid on anything that has any possibility to grow is awesome.
Right.
Because he shut it, he says it's awesome.
Well, what's this thing? What's his lashon here? But if it's not Tzrichim L'mayim, Josh?
Doesn't it say it's high both for Harisha and Zeria?
I don't know. I mean, so it should always still be also mitzvah Harisha. So some poskim want to say, based on this Sefer Yireim, a little bit or the Ruah, if you just had a big rainstorm, right? So you had a big rainstorm, right? It rained for 3 hours straight, and now the sun is out. So there's no problem putting water on the grass, because why? It's not going to do anything. It's already fully saturated. So that's what some want to say. Rabbi Harkin says this in the Sefer, that maybe that could be a kula. To take off the, if you want to take off the tarp, the shlach on Shabbos, and even though it gets to the, so if it was a big rain and you do it right away when it's still very wet, maybe there should be no problem.
Can you say even if it goes to all sheets, it won't do anything?
Right,
it
won't do anything. And based on the, you know, this lashon of when shasam is out tzrichim l'mayim. Only when it's Tzrichim L'mayim. When it's not Tzrichim L'mayim, then there should be no problem. Right, we assume that it's not Karsh. So this could be a Kula. That the Isser of Hashkah is only when it's Tzrichim L'mayim. When it's not Tzrichim L'mayim, then it should be okay. Yeah.
This is a different type of not Tzrichim L'mayim. In what he's saying it's fully grown, it doesn't need to work. Right, it's Kula. It doesn't not need the water, it just has enough water. So let's say that it just rained for 3 hours, and now I pour my tarp, and I add water. So now after that it doesn't rain for 6 months, let's say.
Yeah.
So that water that I put there for a few days, that extra water kept that plant going. Meaning there was 3 hours of the rain, but when that all dries up, a week later, the water that I put there still sustains that plant for another hour, 2 hours, a week, whatever it is.
So you're saying maybe this had to this.
Here, the grass is fully grown, it doesn't need your water. It's not that there's enough water, it doesn't need it. It's done growing. Here, it's not that it's done growing.
Yeah. But you respond? You want to
maybe after water grows everything, the extra water when the atmosphere gives over at
the time. The time that water is going to be used, it's already going to be gone.
But
he's saying by the time that water is gonna, that was already there, it's gonna be fully, you know, finished with and ready to use the next water, that water probably is not gonna be around. It'll probably dissipate, you know, evaporate or whatever.
Unless it gets absorbed into the ground and stays in the dirt.
Yeah. So I think that's a much better heter than Rabbi Ribiat's heter. Right. If it just drizzles lightly, then I think this is a much better hetzer. This is meduyak in the Rishonim. You see, there was a ru already, wasn't sure. Shem Kvul Yesh Lahem and the Sefi Reim, the Echaloshim. I think he says if it's a big rain, then you can do it. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, on page 7. It says, Sif Gimel, Reish Shin Lamed Vav Sif Gimel, Mutal Eilech Al Gabi Asavim, Ben Lachim Ben Yivashim, Kevin Shenim Skavin Litlosh. You're allowed to walk on the ground. Okay. Vala Ochlim Beginos. For those that are eating outside, Asurim Litol Yideim Al Asavim, right? You can't wash your hands on the grass. Right? You can relieve yourself. And the Ramah says, because it's going to be very hard. So therefore, you shouldn't have eat on the grass because it's going to be very hard to keep watch of yourself. Now, Moshe, before we see the Chuvi and Levaron, there is a very, very interesting Maral Miprag. You know, Shechta says that the Maral Miprag, when he was alive, was like a big posik. And we know him as a mystic. But when he was alive, he wasn't known for his mysticism, he was known for his being a posik. And now we know him for his mysticism, not for his posekism. He says the biggest chiddush of the century. He takes on all the rishonim, shulchan on everybody, and he says, you know what he says? You ready for this one? Well, first I'll tell you outside what he says. He said, listen carefully. He says like this. There's nothing wrong, listen to this, to go on the grass on Shabbos, to take a cup of water, pour the Tilas Yadayim on your hands, Mayim Shrichim Lahem, etc. As long as you don't have Kavana to do it, there's no Psik Reshe by Zriya. The Psik Reshe is only said by something that the malacha is done right away. Like, what's the classic case of psik reisha? You cut off the bird's head, which you want to give it to the kid to play with. So that's right away. Or what's the case in the Gemara? You're dragging the chair. The malacha of harish is done right away. But if the malacha is only done la'achaz man, so then there's no concept of psik reisha. Because since it's not having to done now, so the only way you can have chayiv is you mechaving for it. But so here you weren't mechaving when you're mechaving to do netilas yadayim. You're being mashke. You weren't mechaving. It's a psikreshe. No dim psikreshe if the malacha is not being done right away. If it's a malacha that like the zriya is not happening right away. Let's see it inside. Oh, maybe it'll be tolei. Let's see. This is found on page 10 in the Chidushe Gur Arya Yehuda Mimaral Miprag. This Maral Miprag, take home with you. Take home with you. This is Maral Miprag.
You don't know what you tell people that we know what you're saying?
Yeah. This people in the street don't know this Maral Miprag. Because it's against the Shulchan Aruch. It's against the Sefer Truma. But it's not against Shas, you understand? You can't get the Maral Miprag on the Gemara. You say the Sefer Truma is against it. So I'll say, hello, so Sefer Truma. I argue with the Sefer Truma. You know, Maral. He's against the Orz Arua. He's against the Sefer Truma. But he's not against Shas. See, those are the rules. See, for us, we're not on that Madrega. But, you know, for the Gedolei Achronim, you could say a chiddush as long as you're not against Shas. then you're anything is game, as long as you don't get shas. That's what Rav Aaron Kotler said. I heard this at the Leviah of Tzuvia Goldstein. The real gedolim from the previous generations, they paskin based on the sugya, not so much based on Shulchan Aruch. You know, they paskin based on the sugya. The Ragachava wrote Shuvas, never once quotes Shulchan Aruch. The Ragachava didn't, I don't know if I think the Ragachava stopped with the Rambam. Anyone after the Rambam, maybe the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam, but anyone after that was. You can't get him. Because all the cases in Gemara, Psik Reshe, it happens right away. Look inside. Hazor Ritzak Leitz and Kosha, Kama Chazil, he gathered the Kosik of Zomir, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we'll see that. Look in the second arrow. The Lohavi Zep Psik Reshe Bilsa de Lonasa Miyad. Aber kann ei wisch im Khadim mit Tier, wir kamen im Khadim mit Tier, kai kach hier und wie ze? Nira. Du musst du lochot ja da beginnen be Shabbos, da wir da wisch im Khadim mit Tier, was sag ja na be Psychrate und Mutter. Wow, this is the cool of the century. I show this to Rabbi Will. It's the cool of the century. So we don't really pass to like this, but so I'm not telling you to go out now and but maybe it could be a sniff. Right. Now is this taller than Machlokas Machaschinuch and Rashash or no? Let me ask you a question. You mashke mayim, according to the Rashash, so you're not chayiv right away. You must not be chayiv right away. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. In other words, but the effect of what you're doing is not going to.
In theory, it is.
In theory, but in. No? The morale. I heard this in Maral once in a drusha from Ram Shore, because the Kosher Glover quotes it up. What do you think? Slowly. So according to this, everything is mutter, right? Everything, right? With this Maral, we matted everything. He was Orthodox rabbi. So we matted everything. We just matted everything now. We can go home now. Eat Fruit Loops, We matted everything. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, according to the Aruch, if you're washing your hands on someone else's grass, then according to the Aruch, that's also mutter, right? And then it's mutter within the Aruch, right? But we don't hold like the Aruch necessarily.
So the Maral is even more mekel.
Maral is more mekel than the Aruch, right? Maral is saying even on your own grass you could do it. I remember in the camps, the sleepaway camps were more modern. They would have water fights on Shabbos, and violating Isur Yisriya. But according to the Maral, it's very good. That's so bad. What? And the sinks. So the sinks. Let's talk about the sinks for a second. Let's talk about the sinks. So the sinks, a couple of things. So Rabbi Harford's points out like this, that the sinks that go down to the ground, you use them on the weekday also. So in the stomach, there's a whole puddle there of. So therefore, based on the Einat Tzorech Heter, it's going to be mutter. Right? And then you have this morale also, but he thought the Iker Heter, because Iker, then we don't really pass like this morale, but it's a great morale. Maybe we should postulate the Maral. I mean, Maral is not, again, the Maral is against the Sefer Truma, he's against the Ozarua, but he's not against Shas. Keep that in mind. Yeah, Daniel. Yeah, so we only had Terem, we saw that some whole wine is not a problem, or, you know, Meraglayim, but other things. Yeah. I don't know, what's the story with soda? So, the stomach has water in it.
That is
wine.
You'd have to find out what you see.
Right, we have to find out, yeah. What? Soda. Yeah. Yeah, what are you saying, Bar?
That's it, yeah, you might open
it. Yeah. Maybe Pepsi helps. There is a tshuva in the Lev Avram. Lev Avram, big poystick from Muncie, passed away. Rabbi Braunschweigel married his almana. So here's the Shalti Meir Rabbani of Taronia Nikvad Rav Yaakov Rosenbaum, Menahel Beis Sefer Beis Rachel, Mipo, from here. Rokam Bnei Adam, Shekiso Es Kesuk Hussein, Bemichsa, Shal Plastic. A lot of people had plastic on their sukkah. Yardim Shomim, Rubim Lel Yontif, Sasum, Maim Harbel Mechsos, Voker. So in other words, say the first night or whatever night it was very rainy. So they didn't eat in the sukkah, they put the plastics on the sukkah. Now, the next morning, the sun is shining and they want to eat in their sukkah. But the problem is, they can't eat on the sukkah with the plastic still on. So they have to take the plastic off. So the problem is, when they take the plastic off, the water's going to go on the ground and it's going to... So what's the din? Shuvah. Nira do tzorach mitzvah yishmukam lahakam. It says here, is a tzorach mitzvah. So he says, mokam lahakam. What's the reason? Mikamatamim. Ne ikar iser hufim avur b'shulchan aruch aval ochlin biganos asurim lito yideim ala sagim shemashkim osa amapu pishayna mechubanam sikreishu hu antel l'shon ukak kosu b'tur v'nira shekavonas hateva shemashkim l'horot d'rak l'asavim shederach l'ashkosim b'mos achol v'on azu az choshu b'sikreishu. Only things that you normally water. Tavshi shmokum ufalpa v'zeh kavonas atur. Say things that you normally don't water. You normally don't water. They get enough water with the rainwater. So they don't need this water. Haraya, you never water them. So based on that same type of svara, even... So he's saying a bigger chiddush, even if it's not a puddle there now. Something that you normally don't water is ein tzarich. So therefore, that should be mutter also. And he quotes that Sefer Yireim. Helchat tzarich adam lizar b'malkam shal sovim zorim strichim l'mayim. In other words, he's saying that something that you normally don't water, and it gets enough water from the rainwater, even if the rainwater is not there now. Here, probably there was rainwater there, but even if it wouldn't be there, it also should be. That's also called Ein Shrichim. But then he's not so sure that's a good heifer. Then he says, "Ula me'achar yin nira she'ein dai b'zeh od lahakel." Ki be'emes ha'ub b'she'ein ma'achim v'shom b'mos ha'chol. That's because you're not watering it on the weekday. Ein mara dai she'ein hashka mo'elesol. Doesn't prove anything. Rafil ein lahakech shlo nichle. B'lai ein b'tzono ha'tshriach ha'atzmo. Rafil be'emes nichle b'gidulam. In other words, maybe just because he doesn't water them, that just means he's lazy. So they really need water, and they really would benefit from the water. He's just lazy, so that's not a hefter. Just because you're lazy, that's not called ein srichim. So then he continues on page 9. It talks of situation of Nichole. And then he quotes in the bottom paragraph on the right side, he quotes that Orza Ruah of Shem Gvul Yeshlehem. He's not so sure that's a good heter. So it says, but if it's not Nichole, so then it's only the Siddur Rabbanon. But then he says this far of if they're already wet. Ikvah Hishkel, so you and also Samach, Kol Yom, so then it shouldn't be a problem. It's together with the fact that it's a. And then he quotes the Maral in the last paragraph. Ulai yesh lahosiv od mashem atzasi b'sefer minchas pitim for a mer arik kan b'shem Maral. Because of the mutal yisal yelo begina, the alav edav v'shem v'skavim, p'sik v'eshev lo shayach v'zeh kem v'shem mo'achas v'tiyash v'nasa miyad. Maybe dover v'chudish v'kai gav lo shayach p'sik v'eshev. We need to call a poskim. It's against all the poskim. So it says, can't read the Tzarech Mitzvah. So it's by a Psyk Reishim de Lo Nichalei, it's from Makom Mitzvah. Here's a Psyk Reishim de Lo Nichalei. If it's going to go on someone, say, for sure if it's going to go on someone else's grass. So maybe, even though we don't normally paskin like the Aruch, the Tzarech Mitzvah is different. So Tzarech Mitzvah, you can be matir situation lo nichalei. So Vela, if he doesn't really care about what's being grown there. So it's a psik reishon lo nichalei and tzarech mitzvah. So here it's tzarech mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So here it's going to be a psik reishon to lo nichalei. So psik reishon lo nichalei, but makam mitzvah is mukkah. So even though the aruch permits it even shalom b'makam mitzvah, but certainly b'makam mitzvah it's mukkah. So if it's a situation where it's not going to go on his lawn that he really cares about. The front lawn he really cares about, but some things that are growing there that he doesn't really care about, so it's a secretion of Nicholai B'lokal Mitzvah, is also a hefter.
Even to open up the entire sukkah, that's the only half of it.
No, but you want the whole sukkah.
According to
Ramah, you should never put your sukkah on the grass. Okay, so let's review what we said today. What? Or even if there's grass there. Perhaps the cement is okay. Cement is good. So again, Mashkemayim was Ryan is a machlokes, whether it's Choresh or Zareya. And the Orzarua said, and the Rishonim explained, Tosus and Rashbam and others, that the machlokis, whether you go Basa Machshava, then it would be Zareya, or Basa Maisa, then it would be Chorich. The Orzarua wants to say this is the same machlokis what the Gemara in Menachos, about somebody who was fishing on Shabbos and caught a baby and a fish. When he's considered Machal Shabbos. If you follow the Maisa, so the Maisa, he's not a Machal Shabbos. If you follow the Machshava, he is. So we pass and you follow, at least there is a rule, says we follow the Machshava, therefore is the Machal Shabbos. So therefore, we follow the Machshava, is also considered Zareya. And the Orza Ruh says, Nafkamina is whether you, if you put water on earth where there's no seeds. So if it's a din of Choresh, it still would be awesome. If it's a din of Zareya, it would be Mutter. And then the Orza Ruh quotes the Rabbeinu Baruch, which we saw inside, that says you shouldn't eat by the grass, because or you shouldn't wash your hands on the grass, because that's going to cause the grass to grow, even though you're not machavin, but it's a psikration. It's a psikration. So, and the Orza Ruh says, maybe not, maybe there's a gvul. You know, if it's already fully grown, maybe it's not a problem. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't wash your hands on the grass. And the Sefer Yireim just says that it's only if the grass is srichim lehem, right? Only if it's really needed. And therefore, Rav Harfinus wants to point out, maybe in a situation where it's already saturated, so there shouldn't be a problem. And then we saw the Maral Miprag Shita, which argues with the Sefer HaTruma and the Orza Ruah, that says, mutol lechatchila, to put your... to wash your hands on, as long as you're not mechaving, to be mashka. It's a psikreisha, it doesn't matter. The psikreisha is only when the malacha is done right away. And here's a malacha, a lingering malacha. So it's not done right away. He argues with that. And then, so in terms of the sukkah case, you have several stadim. You have the stad of the Sefer Yireim, that it's ain't srikim lekach. You have the tzad of the Maral Miprag, that the whole thing is not a problem. And then you have the tzad of the Lev Avram, that it's a psikret shade lo nichale. If it is a psikret lo nichale, lo mitzvah, which is also mutter. So these are the yesodus of mashke. Okay. The next, hopefully I hand it in today, hopefully it'll be ready for tomorrow. Next packet, very important inyan of the opening up the shades on Shabbos. Say you're sitting in your living room and you want to read. So you open up the shade. Problem is, there's a plant right there by the window. So you're allowed to do that. Because here, is that Zoraya? You're violating Zoraya. You're violating Zoraya. Because the sun helps the growth. So maybe that's considered a violation of Zoraya. So that's a very important shaira. Right, so all these, you know, we think that Zoraya has nothing to do with our lives because we're not farmers. So here, we have today's shir is very shaykh, right? It happens all the time. And you can have leaks in the bungalow and the camp, you know, things like that. So you have to know what to do. Or the shaira we had yesterday about putting the flowers in the water. Very, very nogeya. And this also can happen all the time. People open up shades all the time, and people have plants in their house all the time. So this is a very important shaila. So we could go through the inyan to see what's the halacha of opening up the shades and letting the sun, even though you're not mechavin for the sun to go on the plants, you just want to read. But the maisa is a psikration, so what's the story over there? So that's coming attractions. Thank you.